From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
The Parade Gardens community located in downtown Kingston is undergoing social transformation through the assistance of community members and other stakeholders as part of efforts to empower residents and develop the area. Stay with us to find out more on today's edition of CSJP in 5. In 2014, the Parade Gardens community witnessed the beginning of additional transformation efforts with the completion of refurbishing works on its resource center. This was made possible with the assistance of long-standing partners, the Citizen Security and Justice Program, CSJP, in collaboration with the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF.
The community residents welcome the initiative and they are eager. They wouldn't mind if it had targeted more persons. The project has drastically reduced the electricity consumption of the center. It has reduced the cost in management of the center, and the community is very much appreciative.
Community Case Management Officer CSJP Simoria Marks. The Parade Gardens Benevolent Community Development Committee, formerly known as the Gold Street Consultative Committee, is an umbrella organization for all community-based organizations and non-profit groups in the area. The organization has progressed and made strides over the years through partnership with key stakeholders. President of the Parade Gardens Benevolent CDC, Sandra Buchanan, says these partnerships have helped the organization and the community with job placement, skills, and assistance for tertiary students.
It benefits the community and all that members from the community got even a 2-week job or a 1-week.
The committee recently refurbished the Gold Street Police Station as part of a Labor Day project and handed over the building. Following the completion of works on the resource center, it was outfitted with solar-powered energy with the assistance of the Environmental Health Foundation, EHF, and the Development Bank of Jamaica, DBJ. This in a bid to build the community's capacity for climate change mitigation, as well as complement climate change adaptation strategies and improve the employability of residents.
It has been a wonderful but a challenging experience, and the participants, they have been very engaging.
Senior Projects Officer, Environmental Health Foundation, Faradine Forbes Edwards. Under the projects, residents have been trained and certified in renewable energy technologies, focusing on solar PV system installation, operation and maintenance, and food preparation levels 1 and 2. Several residents have also secured a general driver's license with the help of the projects, a prerequisite for many employment opportunities.
It's very useful information in order to move progressive towards, you know, energy and how we use it.
Program participant and resident of Parade Gardens, Norman Brown. Additionally, 30 households within the community have been equipped with LED light bulbs to significantly reduce energy consumption. Plans are also in place to continue to provide support for the community and to roll out the program in other communities on the island. Fast forward to 2016 and the training is in full swing. Members of the community are also receiving additional mentorship in the form of workshops that address issues related to career development and entrepreneurship.
It's been wonderful since this building been open since 2014. It's only been 2 years, but a lot of things been going on since then.
Program participant and resident of Parade Gardens, Norman Brown. CSJP supports this and similar interventions through funding from the Inter-American Development Bank, UK Department for International Development, and Global Affairs Canada. That's it for this week's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Join us again next time for another edition of CSJP in 5.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.